COVID-19 country. America under COVID-19 insanity. From June the 11th to June the 25th of 2020, I drove from Benson to Bozeman, Colorado, which is 2,200 miles each way, stopping at service stations, fast food restaurants, and sit-down restaurants, as well as staying in nice and not-so-nice hotels. I interacted with a variety of people along the way, about 25% wearing masks and 75% not. I did not. I saw people acting weird, masked and stiff, and I saw people living life as they should. Both the fearful and the fearless people live in the same world, but their outlook and practices are universes apart. Very simply, one group imagines death, and the other imagines life. For as he thinks in his heart, so is he. Proverbs 23:7a. Folks, you can believe what you want. But the COVID-19 panic is the most amazing lie concocted by the devil so far. Yes, it tops the theory of evolution, and it tops the theory of climate change, and it tops the bottomless pit called socialism. In what way is it the Mac Daddy of all lies? Look at the speed at which people fell into fear and gave up constitutional rights. Look at the way it brought the U.S. economy to its knees. Look at how every country on the planet has changed the way it does business. Look how it empowered politicians to rule heavy-handedly over the people for whom they work. Look at the cloud that hangs over us with no clear vision of when it will be lifted. Folks, Satan knocked one out of the park on us, and he is still rounding the bases, in no hurry to get home to home plate as he watches the fallout with glee. Will we wake up or sleep the sleep of death? Jesus is light and truth. No one will find either one outside of him. Did you know it is possible to believe in Jesus and yet reject him at the same time? How so? You believe a story about Jesus but ignore or reject his words. Then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on him, "If you continue in my word, then are you my disciples indeed." John 8:31. You have to continue in his word. This means that you take it to heart and consider it to be truth that changes how you see everything. Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. John 17:17. Even Christians today believe politicians, news personalities, doctors, statisticians, and the Three Stooges sooner than they would believe the word of God. The above verse says it is the word that sanctifies us, that makes us acceptable. We must believe that Christ Jesus is Lord and King and Savior and truth and light and healer, and we must believe his words. God forbid, yea, let God be true, but every man a liar, as it is written, that you might be justified in your sayings and might overcome when you're judged. Romans 3:4. And Jesus answered him, saying, "It is written that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of God." Luke 4:4. Believing the incarnate word without believing the written word makes no real sense, because God honors his word above his name, so you must too. Psalm 138:2. When we begin to believe the word of God, we must proclaim that Christ Jesus is Lord and King and Savior and truth and light and healer to every creature. That is the only hope for America, and it's the only hope for the world.